Thank you very much indeed, John, for your kind and warm words of welcome. It's a very great joy for Caroline and I to be with you again here in Wargrave. It's not often that I'm asked to come back to preach in the same church again, so thank you for according me that great honour and privilege. Well, today, of course, is Remembrance Day, an important day, a date firmly embedded in our national calendar. And as we meet together here in Wargrave this morning, of course, the Queen leads the nation in this act of remembrance at the Cenotaph in London. For all of us, even those of us who were born many years after the two world wars, Remembrance Day is an opportunity to remember with thanks to God those who died in the service of our country. But the day also serves as a reminder of the horror of war and to learn the lessons of history, an encouragement to avoid repeating mistakes made in the past again in the future. It has been said that learning history is easy. I'm sure there'll be one or two here this morning who will dispute that. But learning its lessons is almost impossible. War is sinful. There's nothing glamorous about war. It is horrible. It is sinful. It is a consequence of the sin which has corrupted our world. So how do we put things right? Well, Paul, in his summary of God's law, in our reading from Romans, tells us in verse 9, love your neighbour as yourself. And this love for our neighbour, for our fellow human beings, is only possible when we first submit to the lordship and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. In all of this, the poppy is an appropriate emblem for Remembrance Day, because it reminds us of the sacrifices of so many who have died in the service of our country. It encourages us to learn from history, and it points us to the saving death on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. How is this? Well, the poppy speaks to us of sleep, the poppy speaks to us of sin, and the poppy speaks to us of salvation. Let me explain. First, the poppy speaks of sleep. The poppy is suggestive of drowsiness because, of course, it is from certain varieties of poppy that opium is derived. And although I have no personal experience of this, I am told that opium makes you a bit drowsy and sleepy. Now, that is not why the poppy was chosen by the Royal British Legion to be worn on Remembrance Day. Rather, it was adopted as an emblem of the First World War battlefields of Flanders to remind us of all those who gave their life in the service of our country. Why, of the nearly 6 million men who served in the British Army between 1913 and 1918, nearly 1 million were killed, and just over 2 million were wounded. And today also gives us the opportunity to remember those who died in the service of our country throughout the years. It is quite amazing to think that since 1945, there is only one year, 1968, in which a British soldier has not been killed on active service. And even in Afghanistan, over 400 British servicemen and women have lost their lives. So we wear the poppy to remind us of the past, but also to warn us of the future. How easy it is to forget the lessons of the past, to repeat the mistakes which led to war. In a word, we must not become complacent or sleepy or drowsy about current events. And the poppy reminds us of this. So it is in our Christian life. Paul, in our reading from Romans, encourages us. Verse 11. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber. We must be alert and on guard. Why? Because of the present time, says Paul. And what is that time? Well, we live in that time between Jesus' ascension to heaven and his return when he will judge the world. And we must be ready for his return. We must not be caught napping. We mustn't be caught asleep or drowsy. When Jesus returns, will he find faith in your home? Will he find faith in you? Or will he just find sleepy indifference? So the poppy speaks of sleep. And second, the poppy speaks of sin. The poppy speaks of sin because the colour red is symbolic of sin. I know if I was to say to you, what colour would you associate with sin? You'd probably say black, actually. But in our reading from Isaiah just now, we read, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. So the poppy speaks to us of sin, and this is appropriate because, of course, sin, particularly the sins of greed, envy, and selfishness. Think of Hitler's great expansionist policy, which started the Second World War. These are the sins which cause war. So we long for a world free of sin. But Paul goes further and lays the responsibility for making the world a better place on us as Christians. He says, the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Paul says that bearing in mind that we await Jesus' return, and we don't know when that will be, of course we don't, we must live lives that show that we are ready for Jesus' return. And in this respect, Paul makes two appeals. The first concerns our clothing. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Not only must we wake up and get up, but we must get dressed as well. We must take off our night clothes, our sinful deeds, and put on the armor of light, all that will protect us from temptation and attack by the evil world. We must read our Bibles and desire to know God's will for us. And the second appeal concerns our behavior. Let us behave decently, he says in verse 13. We must not be involved in the things which we know are wrong, and which therefore we tend to do in the dark, or where we know no one can watch us. Rather, we must seek to live in obedience to God. The poppy speaks of sleep, the poppy speaks of sin, and then third, the poppy speaks of salvation. The colour of the poppy speaks to us not only of sin, but also of rescue, of salvation. For red, of course, is the colour of blood. And sadly, victory in war cannot be achieved without the shedding of blood. Some here today may be grieving in a very personal way as they remember a loved one killed on active service. It would be surprising in a gathering of this size if there was not such a person. We will remember them, we say with great gratitude in our hearts. But our greatest gratitude as Christians must be devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose death on the cross makes possible our rescue from the consequences of our rebellion against God, and enables us to claim his forgiveness and to live in freedom and with the prospect of eternal life. So once we've repented of our rebellion against God and claimed his mercy and forgiveness, we are saved from God's judgment when Jesus returns. But it doesn't end there. We must go on asking God to make us more like Jesus. That is why Paul urges us to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 14. To lay hold of him, to live under him as Lord, that we might be good soldiers of Christ and citizens in the world. Why? because we are those who live in the sure expectation of Jesus' return, and this could happen at any time. So, just in conclusion, the poppy speaks to us of sleep, of sin, and of salvation. It urges us to remember all those who died in the service of our country. It warns us against neglecting the lessons of history. But the poppy also points us to the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross in our place to make possible peace with God. And it's only peace with God which can bring about lasting peace in the home, peace in the school, peace in the workplace, and peace between nations. And may we all know that peace for ourselves today. Amen.
Amen.